break it down, down like this.
Hey, hey, welcome along to Tempo Fit Workout of the Week, everyone. I'm so happy that you've tuned into the show because this week we are doing hills. We're just doing hills. And throughout the month of October, we've been sort of progressively working up to this point where this is a pure hill session. In the last few episodes, we've done some flat running as well, but this one is just on the hills. So the workout that we're going to be doing, and you're going to need a mild to moderate steepness hill, not so steep that your running form is really affected and you're feeling like you're running up more than you're running across. We want to still feel like you're running across, if that makes sense, but we do want that incline to add some intensity, and I'm going to go into more about that intensity, the type of intensity that we're looking for today. But the workout is this. It's nice and simple. 3 times 90 seconds, 3 times 60 seconds, and 3 times 30 seconds. All of those efforts going uphill, and all of them, once you hit that time of 90 seconds, 60 seconds, or 30 seconds, you're going to swing back around and jog back down to your starting point, nice and light for the recoveries. Now, as far as speeds or effort levels that we're after, don't worry about what your watches, what your GPS watch might be telling you in terms of speed. We just are after effort levels. So the effort levels that I've sort of penciled in for these are the 90 second effort. So the 3 times 90 seconds, they're going to be around your 3K race effort. So let's say it's a 10 minute race over hilly terrain. What speed, what sort of effort level are you going to put out? So that's what we're after for the 3 times 90 seconds. For the 3 times 60 seconds, I want you to speed up a little bit, more like 5 minutes. So let's call that mile race effort. And then the 3 times 30 seconds, that's going to feel more like 800 meter race effort. It's fast, but it's not a sprint. And you should feel like you're finishing each 30 second effort like you could go on further. You could do at least double, triple, maybe 4 times that far. You are running fast, but you're running controlled the whole time through it. So the workout once more, 3 times 90 seconds, 3 times 60 seconds, 3 times 30 seconds, jog back down for recovery, effort levels starting around 3K race effort, ending up around 800 meter race effort. So that's the workout. Now, why are we, what are we trying to get out of this session? What are we doing? What's the why question? So really, we're trying to add intensity today. In the past, we've had a lot of sort of grindy tempo run, sort of fartlek stuff that we're doing to more focus on that endurance side of a running workout. Today we are adding we're looking at two types of running intensity. So the first of those intensity is around your lungs. So we're using the hills as a great way to just suddenly spark that intensity. The gradient of the hill is going to demand more of your body, which is going to demand more oxygen to get where it needs to fire your muscles and create those contractions. So your lungs are going to be working in particularly that first like 3 times 90 seconds, but also in the 3 times 60 seconds. Those durations are long enough that your heart rate gets up to a point where you'll be pretty close to maxing out both heart rate and maxing out your breathing. So your VO2 max will, your velocity of oxygen will be maxed out. Your lungs will be topped out, working as hard as they can towards the end of each of those hill intervals. Now, the second type of intensity that we get from the hills is when we run fast and we get up towards our sprint zone. We're not going to hit sprint zone today, but you're going to be running fast in those 3 times 30 seconds. Now the intensity becomes more about the muscular strain. So it becomes more like doing heavy squats in a gym. You know, we've got tired muscles, but we're asking them to exert a lot of power, and that hill will really add to that intensity, that muscular intensity that we're asking them to do. So note, if you have any Achilles problems, if your physio has told you no hill running for a while, definitely run the faster efforts on the flat. And maybe you could do this whole workout on the flat if you are in the case of your medical professional has said no hill running. So just keep that in mind. Also, if you are new to hill running, you haven't done the last three workout of the weeks, just do this one on the flat. Maybe wind the paces back a little bit as well. So maybe start at 5K pace, 3K pace, and then mile pace. That would be a lot more achievable. But for those who have stuck with us for a few weeks, let's dive in, make this session about intensity. We're after that intensity in terms of your lungs. We're after that intensity in terms of that muscular demand that we're putting on your body in those 3 times 30 seconds. So a few quick notes about how to do this workout. First of all is around finding the right hill. This is really important. Obviously, you're going to need a longer hill than what we've done in the last couple of weeks. You're going to be going 90 seconds up the hill for the longest part. So what's that? You're probably going to need about 400 meters of runway, maybe a little bit more, maybe 500 meters of runway. So make sure that if you're on your warm-up jog now that you're thinking about, okay, I know just the hill for this purpose. And also, like I said before, we don't want it too steep, especially for the 90 and 60 second efforts. We don't want it too steep. Err on the side of more of a gentle gradient than a really steep one. And I think I mentioned at the start, you should feel like you're still running across rather than up. You know, when it gets to that real steepness, like you could potentially have a staircase going up that hill. We don't want that sort of a hill. We want it so you can still maintain good running form, feel like it's not too different to the flat, but you feel the effect of that hill. And maybe you might want to do the 90 and 60 seconds on a lower gradient and then find a different hill where you can just go more to a medium type gradient and just up it by a couple of percent. So hopefully you can find the right hill for this workout near you. And you could do this on a treadmill. That's totally fine if you want to do that. Remember just to lower the gradient back down for your recoveries. Okay, effort judgment. So we're after, at the start, around about 10 minute race effort, and then we slow it down, speed it up to 5 minute race effort, and speed it up again to about 2 minute race effort. So in terms of how that should feel, that first 90 second effort shouldn't be that hard. You should finish it feeling like, okay, I'm into my work now, I'm ready to go. At the end of those 3 times 90 seconds, you'll start to feel like, whoa, my heart rate's right up now. I'm going it, I'm in my work zone. Then you go into the 3 times 60 seconds, and again, slight increase in pace, but the duration is going to keep those manageable. So you'd find in the last 15 or 20 seconds, your heart rate, your lungs will start to head up towards max. And then just when you hit that, you're turning back around, getting that jog recovery. For the last three 30-second efforts, I think I mentioned right at the start, make sure that they're not sprints, they're controlled fast runs, but they're right up the top end of the run zone, getting close to that sprint zone. Last point that I want to say about how to tackle this workout are those jog back down recoveries. They need to be really light, really chilled out. Like you're not turning around, getting back down to the bottom as fast as you can. You're real gentle. If there's some grass on the side of the road, maybe you'll run down the grass so you've got a nice soft landing. And just keep your cadence nice and high, both going up and down. Up will make it more efficient. When you're running back down with a nice high cadence, it'll actually help to soften and just deaden the impact of your feet. So just, yeah, a lot easier on your body. So there we go. It's a fun workout. It's a workout that makes you strong. Get out there and crush it. After the break, I will talk about running and life and how to incorporate running into your life and make sure it adds to your life and not takes away.
Oh, yeah.
So how do we incorporate running into our life that doesn't detract from the rest of your life, but actually enhances your life? And I see this a lot, like people go one or two directions. One, they can't fit running into their life. They're just too busy and they end up missing runs and they end up not achieving their potential, end up on the start line of races undertrained. The other end of it is that your life really is affected by it. Like you're too tired to play with the kids, or you're constantly running late because you've driven off to this trail run you wanted to do and you end up late to a social engagement or late to work or not enough time in the evening. So I want to give you just five pointers on how to incorporate running into your life really smoothly. So first of all, make it nice and easy. So something that I always do when I leave early for work, so I'll drive into the city, park next to work, and then go for my runs from there. So I don't do the family, get the our daughter off to school and all that. I do my run before work. And what I do is I pack the night before. So I have all my clothes for the day, all my running gear laid out. It's nice and easy. I just get out of bed, pick up my gear, jump in the car, head off to work and go for my run. So that's a really nice thing that just makes it easy every morning. I do the school pickup. So at the other end of it, my wife gets a chance to run in the afternoons, which she prefers. And it's a nice balance for us. So I've incorporated that into the way that I structure my life and our family life to really make it easy. So have a think about that in your life. Number two is really related to it, and that's making good systems. So things like, how fast are your showers? This is how fast can you shower, put on your makeup, do your hair, get dressed, ready for the day? This all impacts the amount of time that you can train. And if you can really streamline those systems, and so that you've got a really quick makeup procedure or a really quick hair procedure, get out the door, get to work or get the kids going. If you're fast there, you can save more time and spend more time running and justify more runs. It's those little things that do actually impact our running. Similarly, like have several shoes. So something that I do is I've always got a pair of shoes and running clothes in the car. So if I find myself like, oh, I've actually got a spare hour and I'm out and about, I'll just put my shoes on, go for a run, and then I've locked in my run for the day and pick up my daughter from school after that. So you might find these little hours in the week or in the month and be able to squeeze in a little run there. The other thing that I do is I've got a 24/7 gym membership, which is a nationwide franchise. So wherever I am in the world, in my country of New Zealand, I can head out for a run and I know there's a shower nearby, so I can really incorporate that. So have some systems that make running easier. Third, put some relationship money in the bank. So whatever your relationship status, you're going to need to put some deposits in that bank so you can make some safe withdrawals in the future. So if you know that I want to do this big long trail run when we're out on holiday away at this beautiful location, maybe you need to put some money in the bank in the days beforehand so that you're not leaving your partner in the lurch alone on this dream holiday location while you're spending 6 hours off in the trails and then destroyed for the rest of the day because you're so tired. So always put that relationship money in the bank. Number four, kill multiple birds with one stone. So this is a great one. And I am so stoked. Like ever since I got into running, the evolution, when was that for me? 2006, I really picked up running. Now the evolution of phone technology and podcasts and audiobooks have changed my life. I am so stoked with where we're at the moment that you can have Bluetooth earphones listening to your favorite podcasts and audiobooks on the run. I don't read many books anymore. I used to read lots, but now I can run and have a book read to me at 1.3 speed, so I can get through it pretty quickly. And how enjoyable is that? I'm killing multiple birds killing multiple birds with one stone, being able to consume. Usually I alternate nonfiction and fiction, so I've got something enjoyable and then I move into something that's a bit more related to my work, running, coaching and marketing. So that's how I structure it and really kill two birds with one stone. Also, a lot of my social time catching up with mates is running. So I'll try at least for twice a week to have a social run. The other thing I used to do when I lived in Auckland, it's a bit more infeasible for me in my work situation, is commute run. So if you're able to run, like if you don't need your laptop in the back of your backpack, maybe you can do a couple of run commutes each week or do it every day. Man, it's amazing how much mileage you can accumulate by doing that. So look for ways that you can kill multiple birds with one run. Finally, run local. So this is a big one with trail running becoming so popular and obviously so amazing. There's this temptation to spend all day driving somewhere and then running there and then driving back, stopping in a cafe on the way back, and it chews up so much time. So as a family, like we've actually chosen where we're going to live based on the accessibility to runs in that neighborhood. Everywhere we've lived for the last 10 years, that has been the number one deciding factor on where we live, because we know there's great trails there, there's a waterfront walkway, there's a cool park where we can go down and do strides and other sports. So think about that where you live, run local more often than not, and you'll find it makes running so much easier.
Yeah.
All right, so hopefully you found that helpful to balance your running with your life commitments. Ben, if you can incorporate running into your life, I find it's just such a boost to everything else. Relationships, work, stress levels, health, everything. It helps it so much. Have fun with the workout today, everyone. It is 3 times 90 seconds uphill, 3 times 60 seconds uphill, 3 times 30 seconds uphill. Nice, gentle jog back downs for recovery. Spend a little bit more time on the foam roller, sorting out those calves afterwards. Have fun. Crush it. Let me know how it goes. Ciao.